This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
Please be seated. Good morning. So I want to take you back to that second reading. Paul's on a roll. He says a whole lot, but there's one particular verse that I'd like to spend a few minutes with you for the sake of this homily. Paul says this: "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." I am convinced that this may be one of the most important things that Paul ever wrote, and he wrote a lot. Announcing the radical new life given to us when we give our life to Christ Jesus, everything old has passed away. Just kind of let that sink in. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. Easter is not just a once upon a time moment limited to Jesus, but something that we are invited to participate in as well. That's what Paul's trying to say. Easter is personal. And while Paul doesn't expand on it here, Paul is also clear. Easter becomes personal in our baptism. In our baptism, we are buried with Christ in his death and raised to the new life of grace. There it is, a new creation. Now, y'all, I wrote this sermon before Mason decided to be baptized this morning. So it's really cool because once I stop preaching, and it won't go on for too long, you're going to see this happen. You're going to see a brand new creation. The implication for us cannot be overstated. Y'all, this is driving me crazy. Let me try it there. Can y'all hear me okay now? Still? Okay. The implication for this cannot be overstated. In baptism, we die. We pass away. And we are born again into this new creation which we know as heaven. Y'all listen up. In other words, God gives you the gift of heaven before you ever get there. That's some really good news. Because what it means is that your life is not a test to get to heaven, but it's a gift that you are invited to help God usher in on earth as it is in heaven. And occasionally, you really do meet up with people who are caught up by this idea of a new creation right smack in the middle of the old one. It kind of happened to me last Wednesday morning. I was at a place called Westminster Village. It's over in Spanish Fort. It's a senior citizen community. It's a big place, and a number of Episcopalians live there too, and they get together every Wednesday morning for an Eucharist. And I was there last Wednesday to gift them a chalice and a paten. The chalice and the paten had once belonged to the people of St. Matthew's Church in Mobile, but that church closed in 2016. And ever since, that chalice and paten had been locked up in a safe, unused. And so on Wednesday, we gave them to the people of Westminster Village, which in itself was a bit of a new creation, right? But something else happened. A whole lot of people showed up in this little bitty chapel, about 50 people. Some of our clergy showed up. But also in this 50 people were the 8 former members of St. Matthew's. The last time I saw these 8 people in the same room was about 7 years ago and the night that we closed the church. Of all that I've done as a bishop, that was one of the worst nights of my life. It was like a great big funeral. It was a terrible night. They were worn down. They were burnt out. They were sad. It was a terrible night, but it was also a hopeful night. Because you see, they also believed in the power of Easter and the new creation. They even told me so. And here, 7 years later, there they were, to a person. Everyone who was at that closing was at this service on Wednesday, and every one of them were people that I actually know as active members in other churches. They didn't give up. They didn't give up on church or God. They did not let death have the final word. Friends, that is new creation, right smack in the middle of the old one. So if anyone is in Christ, there's a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything is becoming new. Even still, being caught up in this idea of a new creation is not easy, because it also means that the old, we have to let it pass. We need to let some things go. Change has to occur. Things have to be given up. Death even has to happen in order for new life to be born. And we're not good at any of this, are we? It's also true of the church in Corinth, where this letter was written. When Paul first wrote these words to the church in Corinth, it was a new creation. They had just begun, but they were also a mess. And they began to bicker and argue about all kinds of things. Imagine that in a church. And they argued about things like how to worship. Sounds like Episcopalians. They argued about who belonged. They argued about what to wear. They even were arguing about, is Easter really true? But underneath all their bickering was this struggle of trying to understand and live into this new creation, because it also meant letting go of the old one, including their church, in a sense, and all the way that they had practiced their religion. And they turned to Paul to settle their dispute. And Paul says this, y'all just stop. Well, he didn't say it quite like that because he's not from the South, but anyway. He says, stop bickering about all that stuff. And remember who you are. No, remember whose you are. You are in Christ. And when you're in Christ, everything and everyone is made new. That's the gift of how eternal life works in us. But with this gift comes a challenge. When we are caught up in the new creation, it's not just about us. It's about us and everyone else out there. And it changes how we see and how we live and how we work and serve. And Paul is blunt. We no longer see each other from a human point of view. Lord, have mercy, I wish we could get to that point. We now see everything and everyone from God's point of view. And Paul puts it this way elsewhere. In Christ, there is no longer slave or free, male or female, Gentile or Jew. And I'll add this, gay or straight, Republican or Democrat. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. This is the new creation. It is a creation marked by values that are vastly different from the old one. Values like joy, compassion, kindness, and above all, forgiveness. It is a creation that calls us to see the world and everyone in it as God sees them. To seek and serve all people, to respect the dignity of every human being. This is not easy, because the old creation will try to hold us back and try to convince us differently. It is a world marked by the values of self-interest, pride, competition. And Lord knows we continue to bicker and argue about all kinds of things that really don't matter. And yet God still beckons to us. See, that's the thing about God. God is never going to give up on you. So if anyone is in Christ, there's a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Just let it sink in, right? You're no longer defined by your past. It's gone. And you are free to be who God wants you to be. And there are people who are giving themselves to this good news and this new creation. Just look right here. In the people who are about to stand up and claim God in their life. This is not just about y'all becoming card-carrying Episcopalians.
Well, they do get a card.
But you do get a card. And Christy does get to put you on the rolls in a new way. But these folks are here to claim God's new creation is personal for them. And a few of them have lived more than their fair share of death and despair. They are here to let the old pass away and to let something new begin. Y'all, here is the new creation, right smack in the midst of the old one. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. To make a right start, remember that in just a few minutes, Paul's words will become personal in us in this gift of a meal, this foretaste of heaven, as we call it. I mean, just think about it. This is what happens when you come forward to this altar rail and you open up your hands to God. You give your life to God. And in turn, God gives God's life to you in this bread and this wine. And in that moment, everything you walked into this room with is gone. The old passes away. And you're a new creation. Raised up. Born again. How about that, Episcopalians? Born again. See? Do you see? Everything new is happening. Settle for nothing less. This is who you are. This is who you're supposed to be. May this gift open up your eyes to see that reality. May it open up your heart to live that reality. May we dare to join God in the ushering in of this new creation that we know as heaven. Right smack on earth in the middle of the old one.